Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and I am Rose Jimenez, your host of Violet Reiki Radio. We had a little Mercury retrograde stuff going on for the first minute or two of the show, and hopefully the rest of the show will go smoothly. So I would like to thank the founders of the Seika Network who have given me this wonderful opportunity to bring to you this show every week. And this is where we talk about Reiki and all things surrounding Reiki. It's Roots Discovery, the founder, all things that Mikao Usui was interested in and liked in his life and his quest for what the heck is life all about? Why are we here? And as you know, or if you don't know, Reiki is universal life energy. It is an intelligent energy of love and wholeness. It understands the cause of problems and what healing is necessary. Reiki energy has a wisdom of its own, healing and balancing all aspects of a person's mind, body, emotions, and spirit. Reiki is a blessing, an instantaneously conferred sacred potential for healing, protection, personal, and spiritual development. If you'd like more information on Reiki, feel free to visit my website, which is violetrosereiki.com, or drop me an email. You can drop me an email on Facebook. On Facebook, I am known as Violet Rose. Or you can send me an email to rose@violetrosereiki.com. And I also have a page on Facebook, which is called Reiki Ward. And Reiki Ward gives 24/7 distance healing. Reiki Ward was formed 3 years ago during our fourth, and it is available to everyone globally. Anyone can request Reiki for themselves, their family members, their friends, their pets. We do humans and animals alike. And Reiki Ward does this free distance healing all over. And all you need to do is post your healing request. The same way you would post something to a friend's wall on Facebook, that's the way you post your healing request on Reiki Ward. And you can go in the search bar on Facebook and type in the words Reiki Ward or Reiki Ward page, and we're there, and just post your request. Once the request comes in, Reiki Ward then posts it on the general wall for all practitioners to see. Now, the practitioners have grown from 3 years ago. We started out with maybe 100 practitioners participating. Now we're up to about 300 or 400 practitioners participating. And so Reiki Ward reposts your request so everyone can see it. And those who are working on the requests, we ask that they just make a comment that says sending or on it or Reiki sent or something that indicates to the person who put in the request that their request is being worked on. If they put in a request, it's human nature. If they put in a request and don't see anything going on with it, I mean, Reiki Ward says, yes, we're working on it. But it gives people more of a level of comfort seeing the comments by people, sending Reiki, sending prayers in Reiki, whatever, you know, just keep it short. But it does give them comfort to know that there are all these people working on their Reiki request. And then we do 2 to 3 rounds of healing, Reiki healing, every day at a minimum. Some days we get more rounds in, some days we get 2 rounds, you know, but there's always a couple of rounds of Reiki going on. We don't really post when we're doing rounds. We post, generally we'll post the morning, or sometimes we'll post a morning and an evening, but we don't, you know, do it 4 or 5 times a day, whatever, It's understood that there are a couple of rounds going on. And then what we do is, once the request comes in and we're on it, we put it on our healing crystal grid for 24/7 healing energy. And that grid is charged on a daily basis. And that's how Reiki Ward rolls. So I invite you all to put your request on Reiki Ward. If you're sick, if a family member is sick, animal, whatever, and we'll get on it right away. Since last week's show, yes, I'll learn how to speak English before the show's over with. since last week's show, Violet Reiki Radio has celebrated its second year anniversary. And I'm so happy that we've made it to 2 years. And I'm hoping for an equally successful third year. I hope to bring you more interesting guests, as I've done the past 2 years. Franz Stina from the International House of Reiki is going to be back with us. Franz is a lovely, wonderful friend and just a wonderful teacher and master and person. He's just such a wonderful person. So now that he's written his new book, we'll have him on and we'll talk about that. We've also had on the show, we've had Pamela Miles on the show. We've had Kathleen Prasad has been on the show. We've had Laurel Gaia on the show. I'm looking. We've had Lorinda Weatherall on the show. Lorinda is she's a Reiki Master teacher and author of a book. We've had Dr. Sheldon Feldman on the show, and he is the chief surgeon for the Division of Breast Surgery at Columbia Presbyterian Hospital. We've had Raven Keyes on the show, who works with Dr. Feldman, and Raven is a Reiki Master Teacher. We have had Mari Hall on the show. We've had so many wonderful people. And just as a reminder, if you don't know, I try and say it every week, but you never know. All of the shows, the Reiki, Violet Reiki Radio shows, all of them are available to you. If you go to Blog Talk Radio and look up Violet Reiki Radio, they're all there. They're all archived. And generally, this show, like with this show tonight, this show will be archived about a half hour to an hour after the show is finished. And you can reach it by Blog Talk Radio. If anyone would like to call into the studio, like tonight, we're going to be discussing all things Reiki. And we have question and answer. If anybody has a question they'd like to ask about Reiki, call in. If you want to chat with me about Reiki, whether it be the teaching of Reiki, the learning of Reiki, what is Reiki, anything Reiki, call into this number, 347-677-0699. And I will take your call and we'll chat, or I'll answer your questions or whatever. And I think that's about it. I discussed the our new anniversary, which I'm very happy about. The people that we've had on. And I told you what tonight's episode is going to be. I gave you the phone number. So I think I did my duty here, getting all the information out. And please don't be shy. If you want to get to the show, there's a link on my page, Violet Rose. There's a link on the page about tonight's show. It gives you all the information. You have the phone number. There's the link to click, because you can listen to the show either by clicking the link on Facebook, or you can call into that number, 347-670-699, and listen over the telephone. And tomorrow, we're also available on iTunes. So tomorrow, because iTunes doesn't upload the archive for 24 hours, but if the show is missed, or if you want to tell a friend and you want them to be able to hear this episode, then tomorrow it will be available on iTunes. Look for it under the Seika Network, because that's who is sponsoring the show. So it's under the Seika Network. So look for Seika, then look for Violet Reiki Radio, and you'll find all of the shows. And right now you'll find all of the shows from 2012, 2013. So that being the case, we will get on with the show. Now tonight's topic is Reiki Review for All. Oh, one thing I want to tell you. I'm very happy to announce that I think it was about the first year, maybe even the first year and a half of the show, that I could not go on unless I had a piece of Dove dark chocolate. That was my nerve medication, because every time I had to do the show, right before the show, I was such a shake all over. I was so nervous. Hysterical. And the only thing that would get me to the point where I could speak without shaking was a piece of Dove dark chocolate. And now I'm not promoting Dove as a product, or you know, getting paid to push Dove, to let you guys know, you know, maybe when you're having a nervous fit, it's milk chocolate or another manufacturer's dark chocolate. I don't know, but for me it was dark chocolate. And I'm just so happy that I don't have that codependency on popping hot chocolate, dark chocolate for my shows. Anyway, getting back to the topic at hand, Reiki Review for All tonight. Like I said at the outset, Reiki is universal life force energy, and it's an energy of love and wholeness. And Reiki is so much more. And a lot of people just say it's hands-on healing, and they, you know, there's a lot of misinformation out there as well. So be careful if you want to know about Reiki, what it is, how it's done, all of that. I suggest you do your research. Do research, a lot of research. Whether your intent is to take Reiki as a class, or if your intent is to try Reiki, if you have something, an illness, an imbalance, something or other. I know I came to Reiki because I had very bad back issues. Having tried everything, I saw a Reiki flyer and I said, okay, I'm going to try this. Makes sense. Sounds good. And I think I'll try it. And that's what I did. I tried it for my back pain and wound up taking a class. And then from that class, I went to the second class. And in my second level of Reiki, I realized that it wasn't Reiki at the time because my grandfather was doing it. My grandfather came over here in maybe 1902. He came here before Reiki was founded, and he was doing healing, and he used to pass his hand over the person. Actually, he did a lot of healing with babies and toddlers. Children. So in as much as they were babies, he would hold the baby in his left arm and then he would pass his right hand over the baby. And I think what it was that he was doing at the time was maybe prayer healing or whatever, because he used to pray over the babies. But he may have, we don't know, he may have been channeling universal life force energy without knowing it. And I said, wow, this is what Grandpa did. So then I felt, you know what? I have to do this. So I learned and I went and took the rest of the classes to become a Reiki master and then became a Reiki master teacher in the traditional Usui Reiki Ryoho. And then after Usui Reiki Ryoho, I took Karuna Reiki. And became a master of Karuna Reiki, master teacher. And then after that, I took, for my own curiosity, I took Atlantean Reiki because I had a past life in Atlantis. And Atlantean Reiki really drew me in. Last but not least, those are three basically Western style teachings of Reiki. And then I took Komyo Reiki Kai, which is Japanese teaching of Reiki. And for now, that's about it. I think I don't foresee me taking any other methods of Reiki, but I'm a very curious person and I love learning, but you know, sometimes you can overdo. And I think three of them is quite enough. And so now let's, again, the number here is 347-677-0699. Feel free to call in. I'd love to talk to you. And let's get on with the information. Now, where does Reiki come from, you might say? Reiki is a subtle energy, and it comes from, how can I say this? It comes from the universe. It comes from a higher dimension. And it's definitely a place that's different from the physical world that we're familiar with. This, what they call 3D. And it flows through the body. And as it flows through the body, well, let's take it this way. The Reiki practitioner, it flows through the Reiki practitioner's body, but it's not a part of the practitioner. We as practitioners, and it's very funny because someone I was having lunch with one day said she envisions herself the very same way. I always envision myself as a piece of white PVC piping. And as I'm doing Reiki with a client, this Reiki energy is going through the hollow part of the PVC tube. It's not my energy. It's the Reiki energy, and it's flowing through the pipe. Well, like someone said one day, well, we have electricity, and we know that electricity is going through the wires, the electrical wires. We don't see it going through the wires, do we? But we know the electricity is flowing because our lamp is on. Our TV is on. So we know it's working. We don't see it with our eyes, but we know it's working because of what it produces. So it goes through the body. It comes out of the hands. Reiki also comes out of the eyes and out of the breath. And this is the way it flows. So you never are using your own personal energy when doing Reiki. And also, you are never depleted of energy from doing Reiki, whether you're doing it to yourself, which all practitioners should do twice a day. A lot don't. A lot of people cheat or forget or whatever. And sometimes you just get lazy. But, you know, when you do it to yourself, and again, if you're doing Reiki, if you have a lot of clients, let's say you're doing 5 clients a day, 6 clients a day or more, you can never become depleted. And if anybody tells you that, then you know they either don't know about Reiki, or they've never had Reiki training, or if they truly are practitioners and they're having these issues, my suggestion to you is to suggest to them to go back to their teaching and say, something's wrong, you know. Reiki is not spiritual in nature. Reiki is not a religion. Reiki holds no dogma, and practitioners are never asked to change religion or change their spiritual beliefs or anything of the kind. All religions, all peoples, all ages can practice Reiki. Now, how is a Reiki treatment given? In a standard Reiki treatment, the energy flows from the practitioner's hands to the client. The client usually is laying on a massage table, fully clothed. There are a lot of commercials that will show you a person lying on a massage table with no clothing on. This is generally the fault of the people who are drawing up the advertisement for whoever the advertisement is being run by. They have no clue. But if you are a Reiki practitioner, you know that Reiki is always performed fully clothed. So as Reiki practitioners, it is our duty to maintain integrity in Reiki, to say, please don't use that photo in my ad, because Reiki is not massage. It's nothing like massage. And our clients are always fully clothed. Now, most of the time, as I said, the client is laying on a massage table. However, Reiki treatments can also be given while the client is seated or even standing. And the client remains, as I said, fully clothed. Now, the Reiki positions, the hands positions that we use, are held from anywhere from 3 minutes to 5 minutes to 10 minutes. It depends. And a lot of times, and I teach my clients this, my students this, a lot of times you don't need to go and be very, very specific if you forgot a hand position or you didn't get all of the hand positions done, because Usui Sensei would start, and there are 5 major head positions that he used. And after those 5 positions, it was all through intuition. Now, using your intuition in this way helps you to develop your intuition. When we do the biosense scanning, again, it's kind of like part intuition, part, you know, actual physical evidence. So you're working kind of like a foot in both worlds, because Reiki is for personal and spiritual development. So you want to do things that will help you develop yourself personally as a person, as a human being. And you're doing things to help you grow spiritually. So a lot of the things that are in Reiki are very much developing discipline, the daily practice, the daily meditation, and that helps you personally to grow and develop. And then using your intuition with the healing and the bios and scanning and what have you, you're developing spiritually. You're opening up. The more you use your intuition, the more you open it up. And I have a show on Fridays called Readings with Rose, where I do one card tarot reads. And my saying on that show every Friday, I manage to say it to somebody. And if I say it to one person, everybody gets it. Your intuition is your internal GPS system. Now, everybody uses GPS nowadays. Me, I prefer a map. I'm old-fashioned. And everybody has GPS, and it's in their car. Well, intuition is the GPS that resides inside your gut, that gut feeling. And why I call intuition GPS is because that is your guided perfectly by spirit. If we could all just shut up a little, i.e. meditation, and listen to the silence, you will hear in that silence spirit guiding you. And how you know it's spirit guiding you is when you get that gut feeling. That thing that pulls on your gut and says, whoa, this is not right. Or it's like, yes, do it, go. You know, that's your internal GPS. You will never go wrong using your internal GPS or your intuition because you're being spiritually guided. And it's kind of like, that's the Reiki energy. Reiki energy is spiritually conscious, spiritually guided. And that's why never, ever, ever deny a gut feeling. So, you might ask, what does a Reiki treatment feel like? A lot of times I'll say to my clients, Reiki is kind of like acupuncture, but without needles. Because as we're doing the Reiki and as we're giving Reiki to our clients, the Reiki is going through all of the chakras, all of the meridian points, all of the nadis. It's going through your entire body. It's going through your entire auric field. It's going through your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies. And as it goes through, it's dissolving any blockages, the encounters. It's taking away pain. It is balancing all of those points throughout your body. And the person receiving the Reiki, a lot of times they may feel like a wonderful glowing radiance flowing through and around them. They may feel hot spots or cold spots. They may also feel a tingling. There's a lot of different sensations that they may feel. Some people will say, you know, they didn't really feel much, and other people will say, wow, I felt this, I felt that. Everyone is different. Every person, the way they experience the Reiki is different. We're all like snowflakes. Every one of us is unique. And as the Reiki energy encourages you to let go of all tension, anxiety, fear, or other negative feelings, a state of peace and well-being comes over you. Some clients drift off to sleep or report floating outside of their bodies or have visions. I'd say about 80% of my clients fall asleep I know when I hear that. You're like, oh, there they go, which is great because I remember years ago, I fell asleep on a massage therapist and I was so humiliated and said, I'm so sorry I fell asleep on you. I never do that. And he was very nice and said, oh no, you paid me the ultimate compliment because that means that I relaxed you fully and got you to the point where you were so relaxed, you just drifted off to sleep. I thought I was odd at the time because I was not practicing Reiki, but now I realize what he meant because if that person is sleeping, they are totally relaxed. You've done your job. And, it's a very refreshing when people feel refreshed and rested and just relaxed, then they have a more positive, balanced outlook on life, which is good. It's a, we really all need more positive or positivity in our lives because life is difficult. There's a lot of stress, there's a lot of tension, there's a lot of things going on, and sometimes when people can't do anything about it, it gets worse. It compounds the problem. Fear. Fear can suck the life right out of a person. And if you're that type of person, you're always fearful and nervous and tense, a Reiki session is exactly what you need. Now, Reiki also has a positive effect on all forms of illness and negative conditions. This includes minor things like a headache, stomach ache, bee stings, colds, flu, tension and anxiety, as well as serious illnesses like heart disease, cancer, leukemia. The side effects of regular medical treatments have also been reduced or eliminated. This includes negative effects from chemotherapy, radiation, postoperative pain, and depression, as well as improving the healing rate and reducing the time needed to stay in the hospital. And they're finding this out more and more and more. Reiki always helps, and in some cases, people have experienced complete healing, which have been confirmed by medical tests before and after Reiki treatments. Stress reduction with some improvement in one's physical and psychological conditions are what most experience. I'm going to take a brief break and I will be right back. And while I'm on break, I'm going to leave you guys with a little bit of, I think this is good, a little bit of distance healing music. Okay, a little bit of technical difficulty there. I thank you for hanging in. I also had a visit by my cat, Pash, who now is on top of everything here in the studio. okay, yeah, and she, by the way, she is my Reiki assistant. She loves it whenever I'm giving Reiki to anybody, and she joins in, she comes in the room, and she just does her thing. And speaking of, who can learn Reiki? Well, obviously my cat thinks cats can learn Reiki. Now, Reiki is a very simple technique. And I know there are lots of people out there who, through their own ego, and maybe they're a little bit blind to the fact that their ego has got them by the neck and by the shoulders and is pushing them forward, but they have added so many things to Reiki. They've used the words more powerful, better than, stronger than. They've taken everything in Reiki and redefined it and have gotten so twisted. And when you look at the new Reikis that are coming out, it's like it's not even Reiki anymore. But it's possible that because Reiki has the name, it's been around so long, people know it and define it. And even Dr. Oz has said, that Reiki is the medicine of the new millennium. There are those who feel that if they call their method of energy healing Reiki, if they throw that Reiki word in there, then it's credible and it's believable. And as they always say, Reiki is energy healing, yes. However, all energy healings are not Reiki. There's a definite difference. And that needs to be stressed because the lines lately are being blurred. And that's why there's so much misinformation, because the misinformation with the word here and a word there that is the same as Reiki, they use certain words that Reiki practitioners and teachers use, but it's not Reiki. So again, I'm going to warn, please research Reiki if you're looking to have it done. If you're looking to study Reiki, make sure that you study with a reputable teacher. Feel free to ask your teacher any question you feel you want to ask. Don't be intimidated because this person is a teacher in something you know nothing about but would like to learn. Question everything. This is you. You are important. You are as unique as a snowflake. And you are as important as anyone else. And ask questions. Now, as I said, Reiki is very simple. And when Usui Sensei taught it, it was very simple. Okay? Anyone that wants to complicate Reiki, question. Or if you hear terms that really make sense to you or whatever, question. The key word here is question, question, question. As you said, Reiki is a very simple technique to learn. It is not dependent on one having any prior experience with healing, meditation, or any kind of training. It has nothing to do with, not dependent on specific religion or anything, belief system. No, because it holds no dogma. So anything that you hear that sounds remotely like it's connected with a religion or a certain dogma, that's not Reiki. Okay. Reiki has been successfully learned by over 1 million people from all walks of life, both young and old. And people don't realize children can learn Reiki. And any age. Old people old people, senior citizens can learn Reiki. Anyone can learn Reiki. If the desire is there, you can learn. The reason it's so easy to learn is that it's not taught the usual way something is taught. The ability to do Reiki is simply transferred from the teacher to the student through a process called an attunement that takes place during a Reiki class. As soon as one receives an attunement, they have the ability to do Reiki. And after that, whenever that person places their hands on themselves or on another person with the intention to allow Reiki to flow, then the healing energy will automatically begin flowing. And I'm going to say, because these are actually really the Sui Sensei's words, Reiki is transferred from the teacher to the student in person. It's never transferred remotely. An attunement process is to be done in person from the teacher to the student. The reason for that being that there's a bond that forms between the teacher and the student. It's a one-on-one energy bond. And as I tell my students all the time, I'm here for you always. You know, Reiki is a healing art that must be passed down in this way so that integrity is maintained. And this commitment that is forged between the student and the teacher is a lifelong commitment to nurturing the development of each student's personal healing potential. And that's the way I train my students. I don't hold big classes. I'm not a big fan of big classes. I think, you know, Reiki should be taught in a way so that the teacher has enough time for each student. I mean, how much time could you have for a room of 100 people? You know, there's not a lot of one-on-one attention given. And the great thing about learning how to use this gentle, non-invasive Japanese healing technique is that you learn simple but powerful ways of healing yourself and others. Being attuned to Reiki is a life-changing experience. And once you connect with this amazing healing energy, you'll wonder why you didn't do it sooner. Now, how long does it take to learn Reiki? You can take a level one class in one day, or a weekend, a Saturday and Sunday, depending on how the teacher teaches that. You don't have to go any further. And it's something that you want only for you. You want to make it a personal practice. That's fine. You know, given the attunement, the level one attunement, you're okay. And if you'd like to go further, then take level two. Now, any one person can stay at level two Reiki for the rest of their lives and have a lovely life. Unless you're called to go further, then you're fine at a level two. And the next level would be master, and then after that, master teacher. But never should you feel pressure, or Reiki's a non-competitive thing. You know, don't compete with other people, or I want to be that because he, she, they, you know, they're doing it. Do it for yourself, you know. Again, It's all about you. Do what you feel, what your intuition, what your GPS tells you to do, and do it. I know when I started Reiki, my intent was just to do it for me so that I could relieve my lower back pain and not, you know, live in pain. But as I said, when I went to the level 2 class and realized this is what my grandfather had done, at that point, I felt that this was a calling and that I had to do this. I had to go all the way because I was so impressed with the Reiki that, oh my God, if this energy, if this practice can do this for me, think about what it could do for others. And I wanted to tell people about it. I wanted to show people. And I said, you know, people need to learn this. So that being my impetus to help people learn, I then went further and became a teacher. Because to me, Reiki is the greatest thing since sliced bread. And so I wanted to make it available to people who were interested in learning it. So you can do a level 1 class in a day, in a weekend, whatever. And along with the attunement, it's necessary that the student be shown how to give treatments and practice giving treatments in class. And I do that too. There's a lot of practice time in my class because the only real way for you to learn and get, pardon the pun, hands on is to get hands on experience. And it's great. It's really great. And like I said, easy to learn. So, what is Reiki attunement? Reiki attunement is the process by which a person receives the ability to give Reiki treatments. The attunement is done by the Reiki master during Reiki class, and it's a process. It's very easy to learn, and during the attunement, the energy of the attunement is guided by, again, a higher consciousness. And some students will, you know, I've had students tell me all kinds of things that have happened to them in the attunement. Some people see bright lights and you know, purple coloring, and they feel, you know, very powerful energy, or they'll see certain things. And again, each attunement for each person is different and diverse. It's special only to that person. But these attunement energies flow through the master to the student, and these help open up the pathways, the energy pathways connecting the student to the Reiki source. And there's no way to mistake it. Each student, when they get attuned, the Reiki adjusts itself to be exactly right for each student. A lot of people, there are people who don't really experience anything. They'll feel a subtle energy, or they may see a bright white light or whatever, but not too much. And then there are other people who all sorts of things are going on. But most of the time, the person feels very relaxed and very, I'd say, empowered through the energy that they are feeling. Once you have your attunement, you can treat yourself as well as others. And really, self-practice is encouraged. And we should, all of us Reiki practitioners, should be doing it on a daily basis. And I've noticed a lot of times those people who are in the healing industry, in the service industry, have such a mindset of, I want to help this person, or, you know, this is what I'm here to do. I'm here to serve. I'm here to help. Keep serving and helping everyone else but themselves. Part of it is most people, as you grew up, if you wanted to do anything for yourself, I know your mom and dad said, don't be selfish. That's because they didn't want us to be greedy and selfish, but it's perfectly fine for you to take care of yourself. As a matter of fact, you are supposed to and should take care of yourself on a daily basis, especially those guys who are healers out there and who do healing work, because if you're not 100% yourself and if you're not well taken care of by you, you will not be able to be there for others. So the very people that you want to help and you feel called to help, you're not going to be able to help because you're not 100%. And you won't be there because if you become ill or you don't have enough energy to do your work, then everything else goes by the wayside. It's like when you're on an airplane and they tell you about the oxygen mask. They always tell you, put your mask on first so that we know you'll be able to breathe and, you know, you can help your next door neighbor, the person sitting next to you. So it's not selfish to take care of self so that you can be there to serve others who need your help. So, let's see. How many levels are there to Reiki training? Well, in the Usui system of Reiki, there are actually three, except the master level gets divided into part A and part B. You have level one, which is Shoden, level two, which is Okuden, level three, which is Shinbinen. Now, Shinbinen, we divide into part A, which is Reiki Master, and then part B is only if the person wants to continue to become a teacher. Now, again, how do you find the right teacher? Well, like I said, you find the right teacher by find someone that you're interested in and then talk to them. Have a chat with them. Ask them some important questions. And you know, like I said, no question is, a lot of people, I have a stupid question. No question is stupid. No question is just, you know, unimportant. All questions are important. And like I said, this is you. This is the training that you want. And, or if it's, you know, you want this treatment, again, it's you. You are important. And so ask questions and make a list of a couple of Reiki practitioners, Reiki masters that you want to either take a session with or take classes with. Email them, call them, chat with them, and then ask questions. And that's the only way to really guarantee that you're going to know who's who. Also, recommendation. I'm very big on recommendation because if you know someone who has had Reiki done or who has, you know, received Reiki training, then by all means, ask them about their teacher or about their practitioner and get the information. I've got, again, a minute left here. So what I want to say is I thank all of you for listening this evening. And next week, I am going to have, Next week, I'm going to have a Reiki practitioner, Reiki master. She's from Vetline Healing, and she, let's see, she's got a great practice. She works with animals as well. And so, I'm sorry I can't find her name. Sorry. But we'll be back next week, and we'll see you again there. Thanks a lot for tuning in, and have a great weekend.